Chicken Little and The Little Half Chick, classic stories illustrated by Berta and Elmer Hayter. Chicken Little. Chicken Little went into the wood one day, and an acorn fell upon her head.
"Goodness me," said Chicken Little, "the sky is falling. I must go and tell the king."
So she went along, and she went along, and she went along until she met Henny Penny. "Where are you going, Chicken Little?" asked Henny Penny.
"Oh," said Chicken Little, "the sky is falling, and I'm going to tell the king."
"How do you know?" asked Henny Penny.
"I saw it, I heard it, and part of it fell on my poor head," said Chicken Little.
"May I go with you, Chicken Little?" asked Henny Penny.
"Certainly,"
said Chicken Little. So they went along, and they went along, and they went along until they met Cocky Locky.
"Where are you going, Chicken Little and Henny Penny?" asked Cocky Locky.
"Oh," said Henny Penny, "the sky is falling, and we are going to tell the king. Chicken Little saw it and heard it, and part of it fell on her poor head."
"May I go with you?" asked Cocky Locky.
"Certainly,"
said Chicken Little and Henny Penny. So all three of them went to tell the king that the sky was falling, Chicken Little, Henny Penny, and Cocky Locky. They went along, and they went along, and they went along until they met Ducky Lucky.
"Where are you going, Chicken Little, Henny Penny, and Cocky Locky?" asked Ducky Lucky.
"Oh," said Cocky Locky, "the sky is falling, and we are going to tell the king. Chicken Little saw it and heard it, and part of it fell on her poor head."
"May I go with you?"
asked Ducky Lucky.
"Certainly,"
said Chicken Little, Henny Penny, and Cocky Locky. So all four of them went to tell the king that the sky was falling, Chicken Little, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Lucky. They went along, and they went along, and they went along until they met Goosey Poosey.
"Where are you going, Chicken Little, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Lucky?"
asked Goosey Poosey.
"Oh," said Ducky Lucky, "the sky is falling, and we are going to tell the king. Chicken Little saw it and heard it, and part of it fell on her poor head."
"May I go with you?" asked Goosey Poosey.
"Certainly,"
said Chicken Little, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, and Ducky Lucky. So all five of them went to tell the king that the sky was falling, Chicken Little, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Lucky, and Goosey Poosey. They went along, and they went along, and they went along until they met Turkey Lurkey.
"Where are you going, Chicken Little, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Lucky, and Goosey Poosey?"
asked Turkey Lurkey.
"Oh," said Goosey Poosey, "the sky is falling, and we're going to tell the king. Chicken Little saw it and heard it, and part of it fell on her poor head."
"May I go with you?"
asked Turkey Lurkey.
"Certainly,"
said Chicken Little, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Lucky, and Goosey Poosey. So all six of them went to tell the king that the sky was falling, Chicken Little, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Lucky, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey. They went along, and they went along, and they went along until they met a fox.
"Good day to you," said the fox. "Where are you going in such haste, Chicken Little, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Lucky, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey?"
"Oh," said Turkey Lurkey, "the sky is falling, and we are going to tell the king. Chicken Little saw it and heard it, and part of it fell on her poor head."
"Come along with me," said the fox, "and I will show you a short way to the king's palace."
So they all followed the fox, Chicken Little, Henny Penny, Cocky Locky, Ducky Lucky, Goosey Poosey, and Turkey Lurkey. They went along, and they went along, and they went along until they reached the underground hole where the fox lived with her hungry little cubs. In they went after the fox, and they never came out again. And to this day, no one has told the king that the sky was falling.
The end. Little Half Chick. Once upon a time, a Spanish hen hatched out some nice little chickens. 1, 2, 3 came out plump and fluffy, but when the fourth shell broke, out came a little half chick. He had only one leg, and one wing, and one eye. As soon as he could walk, little half chick showed the most naughty ways, worse than any of his brothers. He would not mind, and he would go wherever he wished. He walked with a funny little hoppity kick, and got along pretty fast. One day, little half chick said, "Mother,
I am going to Madrid to see the king. Goodbye.
The poor hen did everything she could think of to keep him from doing so foolish a thing, but Little Half-Chick laughed at her in a naughty way.
I am going to see the king, he said. This life is too quiet for me.
And away he went, hoppity-kick, hoppity-kick, over the fields. When he had gone a little way, Little Half-Chick came to a little brook. The brook was in much trouble.
Little Half-Chick, whispered the water, I am so choked with these weeds that I cannot move. I am almost lost for want of room. Please, push the sticks and weeds away with your bill and help me.
The idea, said Little Half-Chick. I cannot be bothered with you. I am going to Madrid to see the king.
Then he went away, hoppity-kick, hoppity-kick. A little farther on, Half-Chick came to a fire, which was choked with damp sticks and was in great trouble.
"Ooh, Little Half-Chick," said the fire, "you are just in time to save me. I am almost dead for want of air. Fan me a little with your wing, I beg."
"The idea," said Little Half-Chick, "I cannot be bothered with you. I am off to Madrid to see the king."
And off he went, laughing, hoppity-kick, hoppity-kick. He had hoppity-kicked a good way and was near Madrid. Then he came to a clump of bushes where the wind was caught fast. The wind was in great trouble and begged to be set free.
"Little Half-Chick," said the wind, "you are just in time to help me. Please brush aside these twigs and leaves. I cannot get my breath. Help me quickly."
"Oh, the idea," said Little Half-Chick. "I have no time to bother with you. I am going to Madrid to see the king."
And he went off, hoppity-kick, hoppity-kick, leaving the wind to smother. After a while, he came to Madrid and to the palace of the king. Hoppity-kick, hoppity-kick, Little Half-Chick skipped past the man at the gate. Hoppity-kick, hoppity-kick, he crossed the yard. But as he was passing the windows of the kitchen, the cook looked out and saw him.
"The very thing for the king's dinner," she said. "I need a chicken."
And she seized Little Half-Chick by his one wing. Then she threw him into a kettle of water on the fire. The water came over Little Half-Chick's feathers. It came into his eye, over his head. It was terrible, terrible. Then Little Half-Chick cried out,
"Water, don't drown me. Stay down, don't come so high."
But the water said,
Little Half-Chick, when I was in trouble, you would not help me."
And the water came higher than ever. Now the water grew warm,
hot, hotter, terribly hot. Little Half-Chick cried out, "Do not burn so hot, fire. You are burning me to death. Stop."
But the fire said,
Little Half-Chick, when I was in trouble, you would not help me."
And the fire burned hotter than ever. Just as Little Half-Chick thought he must die, the cook took the cover off to look at the dinner.
"Dear me," she said, "this chicken is good for nothing. It is burned to a cinder."
Then she picked Little Half-Chick by his one leg and threw him out of the window. He was caught by the wind and taken up higher than the trees. Around and around he was twirled till he was so dizzy he thought he must die.
"Don't blow me so, wind," he cried. "Let me down."
Little Half-Chick, said the wind, "when I was in trouble, you would not help me."
And the wind blew him up to the top of the steeple. There it stuck him fast. And there he stands to this day, with his one eye, his one wing, and his one leg. He cannot hoppity-kick any more, but he turns slowly around when the wind blows, and he always keeps his head toward it. The end.